Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Feeding on Wet Dreams. This file is a little different. It will help you sleep and inspire your dreams, though not exactly through my voice or my words. No, there is something else that will do that for me. Most people are never aware of the things, creatures that are intangibly traveling through the world, seeking those that are about to sleep. These creatures, entities, they enjoy a very particular energy. Dreams of desires, naughty notions, and fantasies of, well, the more naughty, the more depraved, the more delightful, the more tasty it is for them, the more alluring they are drawn to it. They are everywhere, and whenever there is a naughty thought in your head just before sleeping, they might notice it, be drawn to you, and begin to inspire you. I'm sure you know that feeling when an almost innocent, lonely thought, just a flight of fancy, a simple fantasy that meant nothing at all on its own, slowly begins to unwind into a whole scene. Most of the time you probably think that this is your own doing. But just imagine what would happen if something, someone outside would know it, would read your mind as easily as they move through everything. They know you better even than you know yourself, as they dive deep into every depraved corner of your mind. From that, they want to help you feel good, help you have amazing dreams and delightful experiences. I wonder if you've ever had that feeling in the morning of waking up, knowing that something intense has happened, but your memory of it is a little hazy. All you know is that it must have been something really good. Would you believe me if they had been involved? Now, it's perfectly normal to think of them as you will, the nameless, invisible, drifting, floating entities that simply dive in and out of your mind to find each and every spark of inspiration. They value the intensity of the sensual, the sexual, the kinky. Anything and everything that you enjoy, they find fascinating. And they do their best to make you feel good. Of course, they can only read what you already know. So sometimes they might experiment a little bit. Allow some fantasies to drift in directions that are a little different. Your dreams are an amazing place to insert the most beautiful, complex, intense sensations. And as you lay there, relaxing, just looking to go to sleep, the inspiration builds. You can let your thoughts wander while I speak. Let them think of naughty or nice things, little fantasies that flutter through you, a single thought of, oh yes, that thing. I see. And I'm sure that they will use it even more. What's very interesting is that as they work on you, it's very normal to feel more drowsy, barely able to keep your eyes open or move anything more than you'd need to get comfy. That drowsiness feels so good. It's almost like you know that you will have amazing dreams. All those naughty inspirations, those intense or subtle ideas. How wet will your dreams become? It's very interesting how the mind can be inspired by the tiniest spark. And the more intense, depraved, delicious your dreams become, the happier you'll feel and they feel. As they are feeding on your wet dreams, they give you energy to feel good, to be inspired, to experiment and enjoy. They read your mind and inspire it. Every naughty thing. And you're not thinking too many naughty thoughts, are you? Who knows what would happen if you get particularly inspired? Your dreams might be overrun with so many sensual or sexual things that you'll just deliciously drown in pleasure. your body's arousal ravaging your mind, and your thoughts becoming a wonderful mishmash of mush, adrift and dropping in and out of trance, desire and depravity dripping through you as you get more drowsy and slowly drop deeper. They will inspire your dreams as you feel good and melt away. Everything helps right now to relax. Little pleasures, big fantasies, an inspiration that fuels your desire to sleep and dream. So it's perfectly fine if you want to get comfy and begin to drift, to let your dreams be inspired, knowing that the more pleasurable and pleasant they are, the happier you become. And they will be grateful. And maybe they'll return again and again, helping you to dream so well and sleep so deeply. And what's especially interesting is that somehow it just gives you more energy for the next day, because as they take your dreams, they do give in return. Allow yourself to sleep, drifting drowsily and dropping down, comfy and cozy and deep. In a moment, everything will be wonderfully blank. The inspiration swimming through the pleasure and fantasy stepping through your thoughts. It's easy to drift to sleep like this. And embrace the dreams that will come. Enjoy and sleep. You can take home.